Well, good evening, and welcome to this podcast edition of Wausau East and DC Everest Girls Basketball. Just to get set underway at the East Gym, Everest coming in with a record of just 1-6 on the year, and they've dropped 4 in a row. The Lumberjacks a bit better than last year. They're 3-3 on the year. They only had one win all of last season, and we're underway. Lumberjacks control it. Abby Thompson goes in, shot blocked. She's able to get it back, get it to Kronberger. Kronberger backs it out left wing. And now East will reset. Starting lineup for the Lumberjacks. It's Abby Thompson, Elizabeth Bollinger, Kit Kronberger, Maddie Krieger, and Gabby Bratz. Bratz is going to launch a three and hit it. Gabby Bratz gets the Lumberjacks on the board first with a three-pointer. The Evergreen starting lineup tonight. As they save the ball from going out of bounds, three-ball launch hits off the edge of the backboard. Everest gets the offensive rebound, though. Here's a shot from the free-throw line. Back bracketed, no good. And the rebound once again grabbed by Danny Langseth. She kicks it back outside. Three-ball launch. That's off the rim. No good. Another offensive board for Everest. And they finally get the ball up and in. Hannah Studeman gets the hoop. And it's 3-2 Lumberjacks. It's Hannah Studeman, Paige Zernick, Kiera Hammond, Kennedy Stoll, and Danny Langseth to start here for the Evergreens in this one. East with it. Three-ball launch by Maddie Krieger. She knocks it down from the left wing. For three. Lumberjacks have already hit 2 3-pointers in this game. Everest breaks pressure, gets it into the front court. On the dribble, Kiera Hammond. Now they spin it around the perimeter. Lumberjacks playing a zone here. They loft it down low to Langseth. She lost the handle on it, nearly went out of bounds. They're able to kick it back outside. Three-ball launch, up and in for Kiera Hammond. And the Evergreens lead it, or make that trail at 6-5. It's 6-5 Lumberjacks. Maddie Krieger into the front court, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on Kiera Hammond of the Evergreens. East will inbound at side court. Team first. And Abby Thompson will walk it into the front court for the Lumberjacks. Maddie Krieger with it to Bratz, top of the key. Gives it off to Bollinger. Krieger thought about the three, didn't take it. Bollinger outside the arc. Now it's Bratz. She catches and launches. Back bracketed. And she gets the shooter's roll off the back of the rim and in. Gabby Bratz hits her first 2 3-balls of the night. It's 9-5 Lumberjacks. Everest breaks the pressure. Kick the pass to the left wing. They back it out now and will reset. They get it to Zarnik in the wing. Now back out on top. Hannah Studeman plays catch with Kiera Hammond out on top. East staying in their zone. Pass to the right wing. Now an overplay to steal by Bratz. She's out on the break. Puts it up. And it's short. Everest back the other way. Everest wants to attack. Shot thrown up over Kronberger. That's no good. The ball is loose. Kronberger comes away with it on the miss by Studeman. And back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Abby Thompson into the front court. Thompson to Hammond. Now it's Bratz. Bollinger. Maddie Krieger, top of the key. Thompson looks inside for Kronberger. It's not there. Everest playing a zone here. Bratz between the circles gives it to Thompson. Bounce pass to Krieger, open for three, launches and hits. Maddie Krieger with 2 threes. Lumberjacks 4-for-4 from three-point range to start the game. They lead it 12-5. Everest with it front court, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on Maddie Krieger. That's her first. East has been a poor shooting team for years, and all it takes sometimes is a little confidence, and this season they seem to be getting that with some of these shooters. And Maddie Krieger, who's only a sophomore, has started. Now an overplay and a steal by Thompson. Thompson wants to attack, throws up a runner in the lane off the glass, and the ball rolls off. No, but a foul, and Abby Thompson will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Hannah Studeman. That's her first. Our game is brought to you by the law firm of Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks. Thompson hits the first foul shot. She'll get another. Evergreens have really been struggling, especially on the offensive end this season. Last couple of games, anyway. Thompson hits the second foul shot. Everest has dropped four in a row and six of their first seven. They break the pressure this time, get it into the front court. Out on top, now they get it to the wing. Spin it around the perimeter, bounce pass to the corner. Bollinger comes over to cut that off, and Everest kicks it back outside. Studeman with it. Nearly travel, gives it back to Kiara Hammond. Left corner trying to probe for an opening against this east zone. Now they get it outside. A three-ball launch from out there. That's going to be short. Long rebound, though, grabbed by the Evergreens. They're working the offensive glass so far. Now they loft it down low. Dan Langseth gets her shot blocked by Bollinger. They're going to call a foul. Looked like she got clean ball, but then maybe fouled her with the body. Yeah, they're going to call it a body foul, and Bollinger will pick up her first. And it will send Langseth to the line to shoot. And the first free throw is up and in. 14-6, Lumberjacks. First substitution for Everest. Emma Piet comes into the game for DC Everest and Coach Matt Bullis. Second foul shot is up and in. Langseth got them both. And Bollinger gives the ball off to Gabby Brotz, who brings it into the front court. Brotz to Krieger. Off a screen, that's Bollinger, and we're going to get a traveling violation. Actually, Thompson traveled with the basketball. First turnover on the Lumberjacks. She caught that pass and shuffled the feet a little bit before she dribbled, so traveling is the call. And it will be Everest basketball. Studeman and Hammond play catch again out on top. Piet's out there as well. And now a three-ball launch left wing. Rangefinder, that's no good. Another rebound is loose. And Thompson's going to come away with it. And we're going to get another traveling violation on Abby Thompson. She got the rebound of the miss by Hammond and then got too excited. Sometimes she wants to go faster than she needs to. And she's had a couple of traveling violations here. Everest inbounds it into the back court. Lumberjack staying in that zone. Now an overplay and a steal by Brott. She's out on the break. Throws up the layup. Missed it. The rebound is loose and Everest comes away with it. Gabby Brott's going in there a little hard to the basket and laid it up too hard off the rim. No good. So Lumberjacks have had a couple of steals. Haven't been able to convert on the fast break. Everest with it outside the arc. Studeman gives it off to Hammond. High post. That's into the hands of Ziernik. Puts it up in the lane, up and in. Paige Ziernik with the basket. 14-9. Now Everest is going to pressure the basketball, but Maddie Krieger gets the pass over to Bollinger, who brings it into the front court. Now it's Brotz. Brotz dribbles out on top. Nearly lost the handle on it. And now a pass, overplay, nearly stolen away. Thompson with it. She's going to launch a shot. That's blocked out of bounds. East will keep it. We're going to get a timeout called. Everest will take the timeout. Our game brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans, too. That's Cloverbelt Credit Union. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Wausau East Band in the house tonight under the direction of Rob Perkins. Earlier tonight, the Everest boys dismantled the Lumberjacks 93-69. So East will inbound it out of the timeout. Abby Thompson will key the inbound pass here. 11:59 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 14-9. They get it outside to Bollinger. Now it's Brotz outside the near the center circle. Thompson with it. Bollinger comes off a screen, makes a nice move, drives down the lane, puts up a shot, blocked, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Back the other way come the Evergreens with the rebound. Kira Hammond has the basketball. They're looking inside for Langseth. Kronberger fronting her. They swing it. Hammond. Top of the key. That was Studeman. She gets it back. They loft it to the top of the elbow. Now kick it back outside to Hammond. She wants to drive baseline. They're going to get a foul called on Maddie Krieger. That's going to be her second. Bump foul on Krieger. And now East coach Jeff Walvogel's got a decision to make. Kronberger's going to take a seat, take a breather, and Elsie Amboard in the game for East. Everest inbounds it over the top. Now between the circles, Emma Piet, Hammond, and now it's Studeman. She wants to go baseline, pulls up, shoots on the baseline, off the rim, no good. Amboard pulls away the rebound. And they want to hurry it ahead. Here's a three-ball launch by Maddie Krieger. She hits another one. The sophomore has three threes here tonight. 9 points in the early going. It's 17-9, Lumberjacks. They've got some pressure on, but Everest breaks it into the front court. Piat with it. Now Hammond. They're looking to post up Langseth inside, and Lumberjacks aren't giving him that. They kick it back outside to Studeman. Between the circles, Thompson went for the steal. Pull-up jumper long, two. Short, no good. Everest with another offensive rebound on the miss by Hammond. Lumberjacks got to do a better job of boxing out here against these evergreen rebounders. Everest resets. Studeman in the corner. Zernick now back out on top. They swing it around the perimeter. Left corner, bounce pass, goes off the foot of Danseth, and now here Langseth. Here comes Thompson out on the break, puts up the layup, yes, and a foul. Abby Thompson controlled herself on the break that time, laid it up, drew the foul. She'll have a chance for a three-point play. 9:55 to play first half, East leading by nine. It's 19-9. Haley Kaler is going to get into the game for Maddie Krieger, who will take a seat with those two fouls for a little bit. Our game brought to you in part by Abra Auto Body. Auto body work is competitive until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's northwest side. Thompson hits the free throw. She's got five. 20-9, Lumberjacks by 11. And they swing, Everest swinging around the perimeter. Hammond. Three ball launched out on top, up and in for Emma Piat. 20-12. Everest puts full court pressure on. Bollinger's trapped in the corner, gets it away to Bratz. Bratz hurries it ahead, gets the pass to Kaler. She can't handle it. Off her hands, out of bounds. Lumberjacks turn it over. They broke the pressure that time and had the three on two that they wanted, and Kaler didn't handle the pass. Kennedy Stowell in for Everest. And also in the game is McKenna Hammond for the Evergreens. Lumberjacks by 8, 20-12, 9-12 to play here first half. Everest with it between the circles. They loft it to the high post, kick it to the wing now. Good ball movement. Shot blocked by Abby Thompson, but once again an offensive rebound by Piat after her shot was blocked by Thompson. Everest with it. They get it to the corner. Three ball launch from there. That's off the rim. No good. And now we're going to get a loose ball foul called on the Evergreens as Thompson went for that rebound. See who they got on that foul. Foul is going to be called on Hannah Studeman. That's her second. And once again, Everest puts full court pressure on. Thompson gets it to Bollinger. She hurries it into the front court. Bollinger. Back out on top to Thompson. She's going to launch a three-ball range fighter off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Amboard, but she has it knocked out of her hands as she put it on the ground. Back the other way come the Evergreens. Into the hands of Kira Hammond. Studeman with it. She's still out there with those two fouls. She's got the basketball. They try to pass it inside. It's knocked away and out on top. They swing it around the perimeter again. Studeman's going to drive. Double team comes. Top of the key. Long two ball. That is off the rim and in. Getting the roll. Long two-point basket. Emma Piet standing on the line. And Everest has cut the deficit here to 6, 20-14. Lumberjacks get the ball into Kaler. She gives it to Bollinger, and she's bumped, and Studeman just picked up her third foul, and Matt Bullis isn't happy about that. That was an unnecessary foul right there, and it's the third foul on Studeman. She's going to have to come out. And Riley Zuliger will get into the game for Everest. Rotz is going to take a breather. Maddie Krieger comes back in. And Lily Messman in the game for the Lumberjacks as well. Thompson will bring it ahead. I think that back Kaler's still out there. And then Ambord going to be called for traveling underneath. Fourth turnover on the Lumberjacks. So it's Bollinger and Ambord, Thompson, Kaler, and Maddie Krieger on the floor right now for East. Now the Evergreens nearly lost the handle on it. Piatti able to get it. They swing it around the perimeter. Lumberjacks being very active in that zone. They get it left wing. Everest gets it back, moving the ball around. Now they'll get an open three from the right wing. That's off the rim, no good. Everest with another offensive rebound. Too many offensive boards so far for Everest if you're an East fan. Zuliger missed that three. Evergreens bounce pass inside. They kick it back out. They had got it down on the low post. They kicked it back outside. Three ball launched out on top. That's back bracketed. No good. Another offensive board. And a putback miss, but a foul on Ambord. Everest killing East on the boards right now. And earning foul shots for the Evergreens is Riley Zuliger. Foul was called on Elsie Ambord, her first. And the first free throw is up and in. So the Evergreens have cut this deficit. They were down 11. Now it's just 5, 20-15. Bratz comes back in for East. And Zarnik back in for Everest. Second foul shot, no good. Rotz pulls away the rebound, but she's going to be fouled by Zuliger, who went for the foul after shooting the free throw, or went for the ball after shooting the free throw and committed the foul. So Gabby Bratz will inbound it for East against the pressure. Gets it into Thompson. Thompson, dangerous pass to Bratz under their own basket. She dribbles away from trouble, behind the back dribble into the front court to Abby Thompson. Thompson between the circles. To Bollinger. Bollinger to Krieger. Passed up the three. Drives down the lane. Puts up a shot. No. Rebound is loose. Everest comes away with it. Krieger wanted a foul there. Didn't get it. Everest back the other way. 6:35 to play in the half. Everest around the perimeter, now back out on top, nearly losing the handle on it. Into the hands of Paige Zarnik. Now Kira Hammond gets it back. Zarnik traveled, no whistle. Wow, official looking right at it. Three ball launch, left wing, up and in for the Evergreens. McKenna Hammond, and the Evergreens have cut this deficit now to 2, 20-18. Thompson in trouble in the backcourt, dribbles away from the pressure. Into the front court she comes. Ambord goes baseline, off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Everest with the rebound and a chance to take the lead. This was an 11-point lead for the Lumberjacks. It's been a 9-0 run here for the Evergreens. 20-18. Three ball launched. That's short, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Krieger, but the ball knocked right out of her hands from behind. She was not aware enough that that defensive player was coming from behind her and knocked it away. Fifth turnover on the Lumberjacks. 5:30 to play. 2-point lead for East. Skip pass to the wing. Now bounce pass inside. We're going to get a whistle, and Ambord's going to pick up a foul, her second. Non-shooting foul. So Everest will inbound it here. Kit Kronberger checks back in for the Lumberjacks. Ambord comes out. And it will be Everest basketball. Langseth back in for Everest. She gets the inbound pass, now gives it back outside. They kick it to the wing, open three ball launch. That's back bracketed, no good. Kronberger pulls away the rebound that time. Back the other way, the Lumberjacks into the front court. Abby Thompson has it. Thompson to Maddie Krieger. Krieger to Bratz. Now Bollinger, left wing. Bollinger dribbles out on top, gives it back to Krieger. Now it's Bratz. Right side free throw line extended. Bollinger top of the key. Bratz on the wing. She launches a three. That's off the side of the backboard. Kronberger grabs the rebound. She got fouled. They're going to call a travel. Once again, somebody had a grab on her arm, but they let him play on and call the travel instead. So the Lumberjacks missed the shot. Everest with it. And they bring it back the other way. 4:45 to play in the half. East leads by 2, 20-18. Right wing. Everest survived a quick start by the Lumberjacks, and they're right back in this game. McKenna Hammond now three ball launched out on top. That misses everything. Ball loose, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kronberger. Everest will keep it. Three ball missed by Paige Zarnik. And Everest will inbound it here with 4:26 to play in the half. They get it in to Langseth. She wants to drive on Kronberger. The double team comes. She puts up a shot. No. Kronberger with the rebound. Rotz quickly ahead to Krieger. Catches, shoots the three, and hits the three. She knew it was in before it was halfway there. She took off running back on defense before the ball was halfway up. She knew it was in. She's feeling it right now. She's got four threes tonight. 23-18 Lumberjacks. She's just a sophomore. Left wing, Everest with it. Now a long three ball launched and responding and knocking one down for the Evergreens is Kiara Hammond. 23-21, still a two-point game. Thompson, long pass ahead to Bratz. Bratz, front court, wants to attack. Kicks it to the wing. Bollinger open for three. That's going to be short. The rebound grabbed by Thompson gets tied up. Jump ball called. And it will be Everest ball on the possession arrow. Bollinger got an open look, couldn't knock it down. And Everest will have it. Once again, a chance to take the lead. 3:36 to play here, first half. 23-21, Lumberjacks. They get it front court, left wing, now back out on top. Thompson jumped the passing lane that time. Everest trying to take advantage, get an open look from the zone. Here's a three ball launch. That's an air ball, and the offensive rebound grabbed and put back up and in by McKenna Hammond, and we are tied at 23. So Lumberjacks went out to an 11-point lead. Everest has tied the game here at 23. Bollinger, down low to Kronberger, backs it in. Turns, spins, up and under, no, but a foul, and she'll go to the line. Good move by Kit Kronberger, and Schiller in free throws here with 2:59 to play in the half. Danny Langseth will pick up her first foul, and Kit Kronberger at the line to shoot two here. First one's on the way with the left hand back bracket. No good. She'll get one more. Second foul shot coming for Kronberger. She got that one. One of two. And the Lumberjacks regain the lead, 24-23. He's setting up a half-court trap. Everest able to break it into the front court. Kiara Hammond gives it off. Now they get it right wing. Skip pass back out on top. They swing it left side. Nice ball movement. Open three ball launched. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed and a foul. Abby Thompson's going to foul Langston so she doesn't get a layup. So Danny Langseth will be at the line to shoot two on the foul by Abby Thompson. Timeout call by the Lumberjacks. Our game is brought to you in part tonight by M&J Marine. The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly only at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 in Bozeman. You'll notice the difference. Also by ENT and Allergy Associates, now in their new location near the corner of 28th Avenue and Stewart Avenue, across from Menards in Wausau. The Everest girls will return to action next Friday night against Wausau West. And the East girls will be back in action Tuesday night as they will take on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. I'll have that game for you as the second half of our doubleheader next Tuesday night from right here at the East Gym. Lumberjack girls playing well here in the early part of the season. They won three in a row. They went down to the Tom Kislow Memorial Tournament in Stevens Point and beat Antigo 52-50 and Northland Pine 64-29. They then beat Green Bay East 64-49. Lost to Merrill on Tuesday night, but it was a good game, 8-point game. And here they lead Everest by one, but Danny Langseth of the Evergreens is at the line for two free throws here. She could give Everest their first lead of the game. Ties it with their first one. She'll get one more. It's on the way. That's going to be up and in, rattled around and in, and Everest has their first lead of the night, 25-24. Thompson front court. Down in the corner to Bratz. Everest playing zone. Bollinger trying to post up Kronberger underneath. Thompson outside. Bratz. They flash Bollinger along the lane. Kronberger kicks it back outside. Thompson's got it. She's going to launch from outside and hit Abby Thompson for three. Everest player right on her, too, and she knocked it down. 27-25, Lumberjacks by two. Everest breaks the trap, gets it into the front court. They get it left wing to Zuliger. Now back out on top to Hammond, Kira Hammond. Right wing, McKenna Hammond launches. That misses. Another offensive rebound, though, for the Evergreens. They put up another shot, another offensive board. That's put up and in. They are just killing East on the boards here. McKenna Hammond gets the putback. 27 all. Thompson. The Lumberjacks could get an offensive or a defensive rebound. They would be way up in this game. They're giving Everest too many looks. Maddie Krieger back in the game. Thompson to Bratz. Thompson open for three again. Passed it up this time. Now gives it to Krieger. Krieger back to Thompson between the circles. Bratz left wing. Bratz dribbles to the elbow. Back to Thompson. Bratz open for three. Launches. That's going to be off the mark. No good. And Langseth grabs the rebound. Minute to play here in the first half. Tied at 27. Everest with the basketball into the front court. Out on top. Kira Hammond. Now two ball shot from the free throw line. Back bracketed, no good. A rebound grabbed by Maddie Krieger on the miss by Paige Zarnick. Thompson with it. Left side, dribbles it back out on top. Gives it to Bratz. Now it's Thompson between the circles. 37 seconds to play in the half. Bratz and Thompson play catch. They get it down to Kronberger. She faces up, now kicks it back outside. 26 seconds. Lumberjacks content to play for one, it appears. High post to Bollinger at the elbow, back outside to Krieger. Thompson to Bratz, now back to Thompson. 14 seconds. Bratz dribbles out on top, back to Thompson. She's going to drive, throw up a runner off the glass, too hard. And Everest with the rebound. 2 seconds, can they get a shot away? Half court, good if it goes! Off the glass, no good. So the first half is in the books. Lumberjacks went out to an 11-point lead. Everest came back, and we are tied here at halftime, 27-27. Back with more after this on our podcast tonight on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.